Karosai Meshucha, let's say a Kura was extended. The Havaminami is that the Kura's Meshucha means extended in front of the Mavi. Oi Taluya. Or also the second case, where it's hanging. Taluya, that's the picture Rashi has on the right side, that the Kura is not long enough to reach the two ends, the two walls of the Mavi. So you have like a beam holding it up in the middle, and the Kura is like hanging in the air. In such a case, the Halacha is like this. That pochos mi gimel, if it's less than gimel tvochim away on each side of the wall, like where it's hanging Rashi's picture, so the kura is missing on the right side two tvochim, and it's missing on the left side two tvochim. It ain't tzorach lahavi kura cheres. You don't have to bring another kura to be matter this mavui. No, this kura is kosher. Is anything less than gimel tvochim, we say lovud, is considered like the kura is extended and reaches the walls of the mavui. Mashen ken gimel, let's say it's exactly gimel tvachim that's missing. There's an avar there, a space of gimel tvachim, where the kura ends and until the movi, then the lacher is you don't say lovud anymore. But sorach lahavi kura cheres. Then you have to bring another kura. This kura is not matir the movi. But the lacher of gimel tvachim always has to be less than gimel tvachim. When you have exactly gimel tvachim away, then you don't say lovud. Love it is Allah L'Moshe Mishinah that's extended if it's within Gimel Tfachim. Zakoponim, it says Allah from Meshucha, that even though the Kura is Meshucha extended in front of the Movi, and Havamin Riz, as long as it's not extended more or exactly Gimel Tfachim away, it's less than Gimel Tfachim away, we say Lovud, and we look as if it's Mamish part of the Movi, and the Kura is Mata the Movi. Now this is not like Rava. Rava said, as long as the Kura is not directly on top of the walls of the Mavi, even though it's extended right in front of the Mavi, and it's less than Gimel Tfachim away, still it's possible. And here it says, Kulot's Kosher. So this is the Kasha and Rava. Weiter, the Brisa says, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Leimer, the same halacha is, but just he has another sheet of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Well, we know that Lovid is only until Gimel Tfachim. Gimel Tfachim, you don't say Lovid anymore. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, no. He holds you say lovud until 4 tvachim. As long as it's less than 4 tvachim away, you say lovud. So the Mele of Shimon Gamliel Omer, pachus mi dalid, if it's less than dalid tvachim away, that according to him you could still say lovud. It's still considered like this kura is extended and reaches the mavui, is ein tzorach, is alocha ein tzorach lovi kura cheres. You do not have to bring another kura here. Now this kura is mutter. Mashenkin dalid. Let's say the kura is missing, there's a space of dalat tfachim where the kura ends, like Rashi's picture where it's hanging. It ends, there's a space of dalat tfachim away from the kaisel of the mavui, then it's possible, and sarach lovi kura cheres. You have to bring another kura to be mat to this mavui. Now the kasher is, my love, meshucha. What does the Brisa say? Two cases. Meshucha means that the kura is extended in front of the mavui. Meshucha means mibachutz, it's outside the mavui. Utluya, when it says a case where the curve is hanging, that's mibifnim. That's the case, like Rashi's picture, where it's hanging mibifnim. Those the picture books, either picture 95 or else picture 96. Yeah. So Chura Kopon in picture 95 is the Kashan Rava. Here it says it's Kashan Rava, hold it also. Said Rashi. Meshucha mashma ruchaikihi minaksolim. It's like away from the ksolim. This is the Kashan now. You see, even though it's a little bit away from the Tzolim, still we say it's kosher. Ye oy toluyim, oy toluya, shein rosheh munochim agabi aksolim. The rosheh, the ends of the kura do not reach the walls of the movi. El toluya biavu, it's hanging in the ear, shektsora mishteiruchese, it's smaller than the two sides. Ukugoyin shenoy, how is it staying in the ear? Ukugoyin shenoy, it's kona kol shu biemsa. You have a beam going straight up in the middle, holding it up. Pesach HaMovi, at the opening of the Movi, for Nosan Agaba Yesakura. On top of this beam, you put the Kura to hang it up. Is of Shimon Gamliel, Sovazatrashi, Bechol, Duchta, Etzeshita, all over, that Pachas Midalat Kalavadomi. He owes Abi, it's less than Dalat Tfachim away, you say Lovid. Now, the Havminer is Meshucha means Zivachutz. Shanim Shechol, Letoich Meshus Rabin. Like in this picture 95 or 94. Like the Gemara before, where the Kura is extended out in front of the Movi, over the Rishus HaRabim. Kagoyin Hai Boy in Leah, like we learned before, Dishtay Yisaydis, and still we say it's kosher. So this is the Kashan Rova. Vaita Tluyam Bibifnim, Shek Sorem Shtei Ruchaseh. It's less it doesn't reach both walls of the kair, of the movi. V'yeinu magas l'ksolam, it doesn't reach to the kaisel. Ela nitlis, it's hanging biavir. V'yamrin, and still we say lovud laharich roshir. We say lovud according to Chachamim, abi it's less than gimel tfachim away. And according to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, abi it's less than four tfachim away, you say lovud. But I call upon him, this is the kashan rava from Meshucha that you see is kosher, even though it's not directly on top of the movi. And for the Gemara name, loy idividi mivifnim. Both cases means that the kaira is inside the movi. So what's the two cases then? Meshucha means meruach achas. Just one side of the kaira doesn't reach the wall. As one side of the kaira on the right side is on top of the movi. Just the left side of the kaira does not extend across to the other wall. Like in picture 97. Utluya, what does the case of Tluya mean? Mishtei Ruchas, like the picture before, like Rashi's picture, where it doesn't reach, both sides of the Kaira do not reach the Movi. So what's the Chiddush of both cases then? What do I need two cases for? Now the Temai would think, Meruach Achas Tamrina Lovet. Only if on one side, like in picture 97, only if one side of the Kaira does not reach the Movi. So there, since it's less than Gimel Tfachim away, I say Lovud, it's like extended and reaches the Movi. Mashenkein Mishtei Ruchos, Loyamina Lovud, but I would think, like in Rashi's picture, where it's missing on both sides, the Kura does not reach the Movi, so you have to say Lovud on both sides, so even though it's less than Gimel Tfachim away on both sides, I would think maybe you don't say Lovud, Kamash Malon, even in this case too, we say Lovud. Rashi, Idvidim Vifnim. Both the Meshucha and the Tluya is talking about a short Kaira that does not reach the wall. But Avada, they are inside the Movi. And if it would have been long enough, it would have reached on top of the walls of the Movi directly. No Meshucha means Meruch Achas. Roshi Echad ala Kaisov Roshi Hasheni Eimu Magath la Kaisov Shekenegdai. So maybe there's no Kashan Rav Avada if the Kaira is outside in front of the Movi, Atay is possible. So here the Kaira is inside the Movi. Just it doesn't reach the Movi. So since you say love it, that extends the Kaira, and we look as if it mamish reaches the walls of the Movi. Ravashi Yoma, no. Meshucha vitluya. Just one case. It's not two cases. It's one case. Meshucha means, and it's also tluya. Two things. How do you have those two cases? So the Marva Hechidomi, what's the case? Kegoin shenoats shtei yisaydais. You have two pegs. Akumis. Slanty, like in the second picture of Rashi here. You have on the right side and the left side two like pegs going up, slanted inwards. Al shnei koiste movi, on the two walls of the movi. Shein begoivehen gimel, it does not go up higher than gimel tfachim off the movi. It's not higher than gimel tfachim above the wall of the movi. V'ein v'yak mimusehem gimel, and it's not like crooked inwards, in other words, not shorter then gimel tfachim away from the movi on each side. That's the case we're talking about. And in such a case, still it's mutter. Now what's the chiddush here? That now the time I would think, oy lovud amrinan, either one you say, either one of the two halachas, either you'd say lovud, in other words, in a case where this curry, even though now it's a top above, let's say it would have been like the first case, which mamish the straight line with the wall of the movi, just as short. So with short, all you have to do is just say lovud to extend it, that I would say. Oy chavat. Now in our case, the kaira is extended higher than the movi. So as long as it's not more than gimel tfachim higher, there's a lacha fun chavot. That means we like push it down, bring it down. So I would think that alone we would say. So I would have understand if the kaira is long enough really to reach the walls of the movi, just that for some reason it's extended higher than gimel, that it's extended higher. So I would say chavat to bring it down, and if I bring it down, look, as if it's down on top of the movi, it reaches the movi. That's what I would say, each one separately. But I would think, lovud, v'chavoit, le'arinim. But maybe here, to be matter, this curve, you have to say two halachas. First, we have to look as if this curve on top comes down, gimel tfachim, to be straight with the walls of the movi. It doesn't reach the walls of the movi. I have to say, lovud, to extend it long enough to make it reach both sides of the movi. So I would think maybe two halachas you don't say. Kamash v'lon, that's the chiddush of this braisa, that I say both halachas. But after I say both halachas, the kaira l'maisa is directly on top of the walls of the movi, therefore there's no kasha on rava. And the pictures here are like a picture in the picture book 98, are the pictures, where there's a peg holding up the kaira on top of the movi, where it's less than Gimel Tzvachim on top, so I say Chavoy to bring it down, and once I bring it down, it's still not long enough to reach it, I say Lovu to extend it longwise, that it goes over the both walls of the Movi. Yeah, let's see Rashi. Rashi Vehechi Domi, Hegoyim Shinoich, that you say those are Kumais, Agabe, Beis, Kostei Movi. Now, the Akim Nusayhem, Noitei Zu, Kapi Zu. Means the two pegs are slanty inwards. One goes inside this way. Snif laharech hakur mishnei tzedel. Kishatinosin aleim. Now you put the kur on top of these two pegs, and it holds up the kur. Now Rashi Bavon's a good charlotte now. Vein atzmon einim ruyas lahakshe kur. The question is, now what do I have to say lovud? And chavot form, like in Rashi's picture. Why can't I look like the pegs become part of the kur? And it's like an arch. Let the kur look like an arch. You can have an arch for a kur. So why don't we say the pegs that's attached to the kur, it's all like one big kur. Mamele it's mutter without lovud, without chavoit. Why do I have to bring down the top kur down and across? Stam, let's say it looks like an arch. Why is Nakosha? Rashi answers, Shein behem roichiv tefach. The locha kur has to be at least a tefach wide, like 4 inches wide. Now the top beam on top, all the way on top, that kur is a tefach wide. But the pegs holding it up, they're going slanty, are not a tefach wide. Kishir Heksha Kura de Masnitsin. Therefore, you can't use these pegs to be called part of the Kura. You only have to use the beam going on top. That's the Shem Kura. So, Mela, we have to have two alochas to be mati here. The writer, the Aimbach Mista Shlesha, the Ikala Meim Alovit. It's not like, it's not crooked, it's not Gimel Tzvachim away from the Movi. Meroisha Kura Luxolim. So, you have to say Lovit to extend the Kura, Gimel, less than Gimel Tzvachim both ways, that it will reach the Movi. Now the yain begoy v'hein shall you say this mimalik solom shleisha who tzvachim it doesn't go up gimel tzvachim either the heavy begoy v'hein shleish tzvachim because if it would have went up more than gimel tzvachim heavy nifslo would be possible to kura agavik solom binim because we hold like rovas halacha before the kura has to be mamish on top of the kaisel avol hashda bepokas mishleisha but now that it's less. Then gimel tfachim above the movi aminen chavoit. We say chavoit that means hishbo, bring it down. Kilo menachas al koisel, as if it lands on the koisel. Aye, the question if you bring it down though to the same height of the movi, the koisel of the movi doesn't reach it; it's too short. The Teretzit will say lovud then loshin snif laharach to make it a little bit longer. So now that's the chiddush that we say both of these two halachas. We bring it down and we extend it. But rather, there's no kasha to rub the din because these are on top of the movi itself. Tony Rebbe Zakoi Kaimit Rav Yechin. He said over Aloch in front of Rav Yechin that Vein Lechayayin. He said, if you have a movi that's mutter with a lechi, again, you have this stick going straight up on the wall of on the side of the wall of the entrance of the movi, is the Aloch Vein Lechayayin, the space adjacent to the lechi, and who adin Vataka Sakura. If you have a beam going across on top, the head of a kaira, he holds underneath it is nidik a karmelis. It has a din of a karmelis that you're not allowed to be metalto there. It doesn't have the heter of the inside of the mavi like Rosh Hashanah Yochid, but it has a din midirabon like a karmelis that is also to be metalto. So Rashi v'yos letalto shom. So Amalei Rabbi Yechonon told him back, puk tonel lebrua, take this learning and throw it outside. In other words, we don't hold like it. Rabbi Yechonon holds no, both are mutti, you're allowed to be metalto underneath the kaira like we passed him before. And who are adjacent to the lechi, also you're allowed to be metaltal. So you said that halacha, like throw out that halacha, we don't hold like that halacha. Omer Abaye, Zot Abaye, Mistabra Milsa de Rabbi Yechonon. It's good in Svara, Rabbi Yechonon's halacha. That Rabbi Yechonon holds. That Rabbi Yechonon said, you are allowed to be metaltal where tachas hakura. That's good halacha underneath the kura, there you're allowed to be metaltal and carry. Abu Bein Lechayayim, but Abaye holds no. Adjacent, when you have a heter of a lechi, adjacent, the area adjacent to the lechi, that's also, there you're not allowed to be metaltal. That's what Abaye holds. For Rav Amado, Rav says, and Lalach, we hold like Rav, Bein Lechayayim Nami Mutter. No, we hold like Rav Yechonon and Gansen altogether, that Zai underneath the Kaira, and who are then adjacent to the lechi, in both cases, you are allowed to be metaltal. Like Rav Yechonon said. Sidrashi, Mistavrim Milsa the Rabbi Yechonon, Diyama Pukton Lebro, and Rabbi is saying, like Rabbi Yechonon said, throw out that halachan, Ela Mutter is Mutu, Atachas Kurukom Alei, Tikasova Chudi Hachitzen Yard Vesaisen. because Abaye holds, like we said before, the Abaye, the Kerah is Mishur Mechitza, and the outer part of the Kerah comes down, so there's a Mechitza on the outer part of the Kerah. Here Abaye says it's Aser. And Ravis says no, even between Ben Lechayayim is also Mutter. Now, exactly why Abaye holds his Aser to be Metaltol adjacent to the Lechi, and really that was the Lacha we had before, Rav Chizda also said like that, and Rav Chesam Nebeid. Ram Rav Chizda, Kol Moedim, Ben Lechayayim, Sheosam. So Taisis before, the blessed Taisis, Kol Moedim, says the Hezber is, Mishum, the Lechi Hevi Afilu Mashum. Because the Movi, the Lechi, has no width how wide it has to be. It could even be a Mashu, like it's the smallest amount. The Mele V'yosel Afukei, we're afraid if you'll be metaltol adjacent to that small mokum, you'll come to be metaltol outside Rishus Rab Mosul. That's why the Rabbanon it's also. Or else, since it's such a small mokum, it's like bottle to the outside mokum. By shankin a kura, that is a tefach wide, a tefach is a chash of a mokum. There we're not afraid if you carry underneath the tefach, you'll come to carry outside the movi, or that's a chash of a mokum, it's not bottle to the outside of the movi. No, we say it lies like part of the movi inside. That's what Tosfos and the Ritva also said that svar before. That's the svar in Abaye where he holds in between adjacent to the lechi. Since it's such a small mokum, there we say it's also to metaltol there. But Rava says no, and the loch is like Rava, that bein lechiyayim nami mutter, still it's mutter, even though it's a very small mokum. So what? A lechi is a heker, and we say it's mutter to carry up until the end of the lechi, because it could be the same svar we had before, just like a kairam. Even though it's Mishum Heker, we said the Heker is for the people outside of the Mishus Rabim. Here also, the Lechi, the people outside of the Mishus Rabim, they see the outer side of the Lechi. Therefore, you're allowed to be metaltol adjacent to the Lechi, as long as you're within the outer side of the Lechi. So the Gemara, Omar Rova, Minoa Minula, how do I know, where's the Svara, where's the Raya to me? That even between adjacent to the Lechi, you also allowed to be metaltol. So the Gemara, the Chiyosi, Rav Dimi, Omar Rabbi Yechidim. Rabbi Yechidin said over, Mokum Shein by Dalda Dalid, if you have a Mokum, this is a Mokum Ptur, that's not Dalit Fochim by Dalit Fochim wide. You should know such a Mokum is a Mokum Ptur and Mutal of Nevishus Rabim, who live Nevishus Hayochi Lakatif Olaf. I don't know exactly what they're doing with Peklech on Shabbos, the Hur Yanala to be Metatl Peklech on Shabbos, but our co-ponim he holds Zayd Rishus Rabim are allowed to use this Mokum Ptur, a guy walking Rishus Rabim with a Pekel. He could put it down on this Mokum Ptur. And who adin, somebody in Rishus HaYochid is allowed to put down his Pekluch on this Mokum Ptur. Abul Bulvad, he's Midirabonim, though it's also Shlo Yachlifoy. You're not allowed to somebody from Rishus Rabim put down his Pekluch on the Mokum Ptur and then pick it up again and take it into Rishus HaYochid. Midirabonim, it's also because it looks like you want to be Metalpa from Rishus Rabim into Rishus HaYochid. So our co-ponim brother says, you see, even though the Mokum is very small, it's less than Dalal HaDalad, it's called a Mokum Ptur. So what in here also? Even though this Lechi is very small, the Mokum in between the Lechi is like a Mokum Ptur, and it's Mutter to be Metaltel there. So the Gemara of Abaye answers back, no, there's no Tushta, there's no Raya in a Mokum Ptur. Hosom be Gevoya Gimel. A Mokum Ptur means it has to at least be Gimel Tfachim off the ground. It's like a stump. That's Gimel Tfachim off the ground. Now since it's not Dalet, by Dalet Tfachim, it's not Choshev, it's not called Rishus Yochid, it's not called Rishus Rabim, it's called a Mokum Ptur. But in the other case, that the mokum adjacent to the lechi is mamish on the ground. It's not off the ground, it's mamish to the floor. Now this mokum, since it's very small, here I would say it's bottled to the Rishus Rabim. It's bottled to the mokum outside. See, here it's usher. Why isn't the mokum ptur bottled to the Rishus Rabim? Because it's gimel tfochim off the ground. But if it wouldn't be gimel tfochim off the ground, just one tefach off the ground, it'd be bottled to the Rishus Rabim. So here also the svar is that this mokum adjacent to the lechi, since it's very small, it's not dalit by dalit, it's not a chosh of a mokum, it's bottle to the mokum outside. That's Abaye's svar. So the Mori is Grashi, mokum shem adal dalit, oimid bein rishus rab rishus hayochid, hoyev alekel mokum choshuv, lav rishus biyapi navshay, it's not a mokum by itself, or bottle hocha lehocha. It's Rashi's loshin, a mokum tur like it's nishtea nishtahin, it's bottle to both, final mokum tur. The katavol of masois, exactly what they're carrying, I don't know. Zayin says some is Rishus Rabim and he's only carrying less than Dal Damas. So he wants a rest, he can put it down on the Mokum Ptur. But eventually, Achlifu, Rashi's lame people should not say, the Kamayom Rishus Rabim Rishus Yochid. In the Rabbanon, it's also people shouldn't come to carry from Rishus Rabban to Rishus Yochid. For Yosel, and as people shouldn't say that's what you're doing, Memela vi osi lenishrei hoitzor b'shabbos. Obein Memela, the Raya is Obein lechayim to mokim adjacent to the lechi nami. Afilu chashavta le mokim if neyatzmi. Even if you want to say it's a called a mokim by itself, it's not part of the mobuid of a bottle hochi lochi b'shori. It's not a Rishus Rabban. It's not a Rishus Yochid. So Mela blives a mokim p'tur, and it should be mutter. That's Rava's Raya. And Abaye answered back, there's no tushto. There it's begavoya shloisha. The minkura, you could see klor, it's a mokim by itself. Avobein lechayayim le minkura duchta. Yishoris letal letal tlhosam osi lehachlif. Ulafuk le Rishus Rabban. You come to carry outside in the Rishus Rabban. So kids, we still have the machloek is Rava and Abaye, if it's allowed to be metaltol, is by the way you have a heter of a lechi, the mokim adjacent to the lechi. Yeah. So the more Amr Abaye is that Abaye, I bring your raya to me. The one that the mokim adjacent to the lechi is also to be metaltol there. Omer Abaye, minu aminu lo, how do I know my svaro? To yom arav chom abar guria. Omer Rav, toich ha pesach, tzorech lechi ach ala hatiroi. This was the Gemara we had in Masechet Shabbos. We have like a stoop in front of your front door. In front of your house, you have a stoop. So the Shaila, what halacha does that stoop, that step have in front of your front door? Like here's in picture 101. Yeah, so the halacha was, Teicha Pesach, if you want to be metaltal inside the stoop, you're like where the door is Tzorech Lechi Achla Tiroi. We said there, if the door is closed, then you're not allowed to be metaltal outside on that first stoop, but you have to have another lechi outside it. Why? Because it blinds like, without a new lechi outside it, this blinds like bein halachiyayim, in between the lechis, and since it's not a mokum chosher by itself, it's bolted to the mokum outside. Yeah. So the marvachi teimu, the izbei, dal dal dalid, maybe here it's talking about a mokum chosher that has dal dal dalid. That's why it's a chosher mokum and it's awesome. But maybe where it's left and down all dollars, since it's not kosher, it's bottled to the mokim inside. So morning, the Yomarav Chonin by Rovi Yomarav Toicha Pesach inside the step of this Pesach. Afal pi shein boi dalad al dalad. Even though it's a small plate, it's not even dalad tvochim or dalad tvochim. Still, the locher is tzorech lechi achalat hiroi. He's right now to be metaltal in this stoop, in the entrance of the front door, even though it has like two sides on the wall. But those two sides are considered like the mokum bein halachiyayim. It's like adjacent to the lechi. Since it's a small mokum, it's bottled to the mokum outside, and it's also. So this is our bayis raya, that bein halachiyayim is also to be metaltal. Let's see Rashi. Teicha pesach Rashi, we're going movi. We have a movi, not a house, but a movi. Sheyesh betzimim, it has like doorposts, rechovim wide. The pitzchay, at the entrance of the movi. Mikana, mikana, both sides of the entrance, there's a doorpost. The hein hein lechiyayin, the two doorposts, that's the lechis of the movi. Shaloi. Now, if it's is a locha, tzorach lahamed lechi achar mibachutz. You have to put another lechi outside these two lechis. In yirtzel ishtamish bein apsimim. If you want to be metaltal in the movi, and in between the first two doorposts, that has a din of eight adjacent to the lechi, it's also to metaltal virim. Unless you have another lechi outside of that. So you see, klor raya to abaya, that it's also. So maybe you want to say what is be arba, but reicha b'psimim b'meshach hamovi to chol dalad rishus b'yan penashim. Since it's a makam that's wide, goes long inside the movi, dalad tvochim, atay is a choshev a makam by itself a male of a karmelasi. It has din of a karmel. That's why it's also. Umid rabbanan asura. Vashenkin, we're talking about where it's less than dalad al dalad, so it's not choshev enough to be a makam a karmelis. So that's therefore it's bottled to inside. That's rav svara. So what's the way you bring the raya? That we need to know, it says claw, that even though it's less than dalad dalid, still you're not allowed to be metaltol in between the doorposts of the movi. But why? Because that's considered bein halachiyayim. If you want to be metaltol there, you have to have another lechi outside it. So here it's a claw raya to abaya, kasha and rova. And for the Gemara, for rova, rova answers, hosom de pasuach lekarmus. I tell you, over there it's talking about where it's pesuach, it's opened up to a karmelis. Avol rishus rabin, my shori. But you want to tell me if outside the movi is a rishus rabin, that's worse. If it's opened up to rishus, I mean that's better. If it's opened up to rishus rabin, then you want to say it's mutter. But if the outside of the mavi is a karmelis, then it's also. You want to say a chiluk, what is the makam outside the mavi? Is it only a karmelis, like that's only rishus midirabonin, or is it a real rishus of rabban that's also midiraisa? So you're telling me if it's open to a karmelis outside, then it's also. But if it opens up to rishus of rabban, then it's mutter. So the Gemara, as far as punfa can't. Tomorrow, what? My shori, you want to say it's rishus rabban, it's mutter, is an expression, yetziva barya. Like the Ezra, the person that lives on this world, he's here, Ba'aria, or Giyura, and a ger, Bishmei Shemayim, he's in Shemayim. Or some say, Loshni, he shoots up an arrow to the Shmei Shemayim. Ba'kobron is a Gesvara. How could that be? If you're telling me opened up to a Karmelis, it's Osir, so Avad, if it's opened up to a Shusarabim, it should be Osir. And the Gemara, no, it's not Kasha and Rova. In, that's the way it is. The new Svara, Motso Min Es Minoi Venir, as really the Svara is that Bein halachayayim, where you have a lechi at the entrance of the movi. Really, the mokum adjacent to the lechi is called like a mokum by itself. It's less than dalad by dalad. It's a mokum by itself, so really it should blab like a mokum tur, or it should be like part of the movi inside, and really it should be mutter to metautel there. But if we say outside is a karmelis, now a karmelis, that's also nishtea nishtahin. A karmelis is not really rishus a yochid, it's not really rishus a rabbin. It's also like really medirais like a mokum tur. Just the Rabbanan said it's also to be metatl in the karmelis. So since the inside mokum between the lechi is also nishtea nishtahin, it looks like a karmelis, so when it meets its own min, it meets a karmelis outside, they like wake up together and they become strong, veneer, and they wake up. Mashenkin, if outside the movi is a rishus rabbin, now this mokum adjacent to the lechi is zicha, not a rishus rabbin. The rabbin don't walk there, the rabbin walks outside in the street. So since this mokum adjacent to the lechi has no shaykhis, it's not doimut to the Rishus Rabbim, therefore it's not bottle to the Rishus Rabbim. It's only bottle if outside the mobi is a karmelis. So a karmelis, there the svar is motza minas mino v'nir. So let's see Rashi. Rashi, the karmelis, le biko, if it's open outside the mobi is a biko, open place. The shaykh who mitztarof le mina shechutzlo. Yetziv azrochim, someone that lives on this world. So you say ger goes to Shemayim. Rashi, yes, the teretz is mosa karmelis shebein l'chiyayim. Really, this mokum adjacent to the lechi is like a karmelis. Shloihoyed by sheer karmelis. It didn't have a sheer karmelis. But really, it's not a rishus yochid or a rishus rabbin. As mino, it wakes up and meets its friend outside shechutzlo v'nir. Nischazek ayedei mino, they become strong together. V'nir mishnasoi, shoi betchila botl leitzo sheina mino. Metchila, you wanted to say this mokum of in between the lechis is bottled to the movi inside. It's bottled to rishus yochid inside, even though it's not really rishus yochid. But now, when it finds its mokum outside a karmelis, which is more daimed to it, it wakes up. But if outside is a rishus rabbin, al Rashi pasuk rishus rabbin shaloi ze minoi v'loi ze minoi lekan lekan botla. Since this mokum in between the lechayim is not daimed to rishus rabbin, Taken not bottle to the Rishus Rabbin, but obliged like a mokum tur, that you're allowed to be metaltal even adjacent to the lechi. This is Rova Svara, and that's the way we hold our locha like Rova. Here's the Moravaita. Oh, Male Rav Huna, pray the Rav Yeshua the Rova. He asked the kasha to Rova, v'yat, loy tizbru, the bein l'chiyayim osor, don't you also hold Rova? And as I bring you a raya, if I can't from you, Rova, that the carry in the mokum adjacent to the lechi should be osor. What's the raya? V'yomar rabo bar bachona, omar rabbi yechanon, movui, sherotz vu b'lechiyayim, if you have a movui, that the heter was with a lechi, but they didn't just put one lechi, they put a rows of lechi one after another, like the picture in the Gemara here. On the left side, they had one lechi, another lechi, another lechi, four or five lechis, one in back of the other. Now, pochus midalid, if each lechi is less than dalid tfochim away from the next one, is the locha they said over was, bono lomach loikis reb shimon ben gamliel v'rabonim. This is totally, if it's mutter or not, with the shita of reb shimon ben gamliel, that says, less than dalat tfochim, you say lovud, or according to the Rabbanan Shita, that if it's more than gimel tfochim or gimel tfochim, you don't say lovud anymore. How is it totally? Li Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, di Omar Amrina lovud, according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, that since it's less than dalat tfochim away, we say lovud. she will look like each lechi is touching, is extended to the next lovi, to the next lechi. So b'kitzur, it looks like one long lechi here is alocha mishtamesh ad chudi apnimi, shel lechi apnimi. You only allowed to be metal to carry adjacent to the like innermost lechi, and across, that's all. In other words, we look as if all these left lechis are attached and like one long lechi. So the lacha is that adjacent to the lechi, you're not allowed to be metaltum. Only up on top of the lechi, that makam, you're allowed to be metaltum. So chur is a chloraya, like a baya, not like rava. Vaita le rabbonin, though, the amri that we say, layer minin lovid, according to the rabbonin, anything more than gimel tfachim, you don't say lovid. So here, since they were like less than four tfachim away, but more than three, is mishtamish, you're allowed to be metaltum in this mobui, ad chudi hapnimi shochitzen, until the last lechi, the bottom lechi, but not adjacent to that lechi, only to the inner part of that lechi. Avobein lechayayim, but any part adjacent to whatever has a din lechi, is taka the kulei alma osir. According to everybody, not allowed to be metaltel in that mokum. So who this is the ofen akash and rovo, a raya to abaya, that the mokum adjacent to the lechis, you're not allowed to be metaltel. And in the picture books, the picture 102. 102. Of course, a chloraya to abaya that it's osir. And for the Gemara, for Rava, hosam nami, I'll tell you, the pasuach lekarmelis. Here we're talking about such a mavi that outside the mavi was the karmelis. So therefore, he holds that bein lechayim the mokum adjacent to the lechi is like motza minas niyah v'nir. It wakes up with the outside karmelis. That's why it's osir. Avol reshus harabim my shari. But what do you want to say, Rava Svariz, that if outside the reshus harabim, then the mokum adjacent to the lechi is considered like part of the movi, you are allowed to be metaltel there? So chur the kashrus and svar, it should be just the opposite way. Yitzivas barya, if you have a person that lives on this world, on this ground, on the ground, ogyura b'shmei shemayim, the ger, the chur doesn't know anything, he's in shemayim already. How could that be? Like how could reshus harabim be mutter and a kamlus is also? The Teretz is not shver in, that's the way it is. The new svara for motzo minas mina venir, since the outside is a karmelis. A karmelis is nishtea nishtein, it's not a rishus yochel, not a rishus rabin. It's a mediocre rishus. Who are in this mokim now, in between the lechiyayim, adjacent to the lechi, is nit a rishus yochel, it's not a rishus rabin. It's not a chosh of a mokim by itself. So therefore it's chayze venir, they wake up together, and it gets a din like the outside mokim, since they're both like a karmelis. Mashenkein, if outside is Rishus Rabin, so Gavis, the Mokim, Bein Lechayim, doesn't have Shaykhus Rishus Rabin, therefore, Blaib Mutter to Metaltol, Bein Lechayim, according to Rav. Says Gemara, Amr Beis.